First things first, there was a shooting. Did y'all know about this? A shooting at an Atlanta mall court. And a suspect is finally identified this morning. Take a look.
39, we had to work through a technical difficulty, but now we want to take it back out to get the latest information now for the shooting on the Peachtree Center Mall.
This story had a lot of people shaken up downtown yesterday. That's where we find 11 Alive's Bo Beth Yates. We just got some new information overnight, including the suspect's name and the charges this man is facing. Bo Beth, good morning.
Good morning, ladies, and you're absolutely right. GBI has now identified that gunman as 34-year-old Jeremy Malone of Murrow. And take a look at your screen, because within the last few minutes, we got his mugshot. This is the first time you're seeing Murrow since the incident happened.
When you see these dudes, and y'all always say, Anton, don't stereotype. Anton, don't be out here, you know what I'm saying, criticizing people, acting like this person did this and this person did that. Listen, stereotyping is a strategy to stay alive. Stereotyping is a strategic, it's a thing to help you be able to survive and live a long life. The more you start to pay attention to your surroundings and you be situationally aware and you're paying attention to who could do what, when, where, why, and how, you will live a long life. See, a lot of people criticize me and they say, Anton, I can't believe you will walk away from this confrontation. You got to stand on business. No, I got to stand on making sure that my daughter gets through college. And I got to stand on making sure that my wife got somebody to be able to come home to. I got to make sure that my employees can feed their family in the morning. I don't have time to be playing games. See, this is a strategy that older people deploy. They know when to walk away. And then they know when to stand on business. That is actually a life skill, to know that you shouldn't have to crash out and you got to pay attention to the people that don't care nothing about. Why should I be willing to stand on business with somebody that don't even care about his own life? You ain't got nothing to lose. Typical, typical, every single time. Shout out to the people down there in Atlanta.
And you know, he was also shot. Now, since then, he has been released from the hospital and taken into custody. He's been charged with several things, including aggravated assault and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
I'm just thankful for the very quick response of the Atlanta Police Department, as well as the Atlanta Fire Rescue Department, to be able to get there to help the wounded individuals.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens is celebrating the quick response of first responders after police say 34-year-old Jeremy Malone got into a fight with another man and pulled out a gun and shot him. He then went inside the food court area of the mall and continued to cause havoc.
And that perpetrator continued on to shoot two others that were in the food court. Injured is a 47-year-old male from Grayson, Georgia, a 69-year-old female from East Point, and a 70-year-old female from Atlanta.
This dude is shooting listen, everybody that got shot by mistake was a 69-year-old man and a 70-year-old man. Everybody that got shot was above the age of 46. A 70-year-old woman from Atlanta, a 69-year-old man, come on, man. This dude was in there letting loose, bullets flying everywhere, tearing up the city, giving Atlanta another bad reputation. And you think that I'm about to be surrounding myself with these corpses? Man, get out of here with that, bro. That's crazy.
And before Malone could injure anyone else, officials say an off-duty police officer working a security detail at the mall stepped in to defuse the situation and shot the suspect, who officials say has a long criminal history.
Now, the person that we have in custody is a convicted felon. He has served prison time for an armed robbery, and he has 11 previous arrest cycles. This is an individual that should never have been possessing a gun.
Jesus.
An individual that should never have placed this community in harm, but that an officer of this department was able to stop them.
And now that officer is being hailed a hero.
He was there, he was on the scene, he was focused, he kept his mind about him, and he was able to bring safety to all these people that were in that food court.
Now, again, four people were shot in this incident, including the suspect. All are expected to survive. Now, in the overnight hours, the suspect was released from the hospital and taken into custody. He's been booked on several charges, including aggravated assault and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
Dude should never get out of jail at this point in his life. He should spend the rest of his life in prison. I'm an advocate for that. He should spend the rest of his life in prison. If you've been arrested 11 times, you got felonies, you shouldn't even be in possession of the gun, and you walking around getting into fights, I don't even know how y'all be getting out of jail with all of this stuff on y'all rap sheet. Anyways, neither here nor there. The Bean in Chicago is still closed for you guys that are going to make a summer trek. I know the kids are out of school. And this is an explanation as to why.
And the Bean, one of Chicago's most iconic tourist attractions, has been closed since last summer. Now, a common question among tourists is, when will the Bean reopen? Charlie Wojciechowski set out for some answers.
At Millennium Park this afternoon, you might have to climb the sign to get a good shot of Chicago's beloved Bean.
I've been here before, so it's okay, but it is a little disappointing to, I think a lot of people like to come and take pictures and just check it out, and I'm sure it is disappointing for a lot of people.
And Abby Perkins is not alone.
We're from Omaha, so we decided to come and vacation, and yeah, a little bit, but I mean, it happens, it's okay.
Essentially, the Bean, the 66-foot-long, 33-foot-high public sculpture officially known as Cloud Gate, is closed for repairs and has been since late last year. The city says it is...
Hey, hold on. Homie is chilling over there, right? There is no sense of... Yo, China is building whole cities, putting together entire bridges in less than a couple months. And this is what you get from our unionized workers. And they feeling real comfortable. He had a beer before he came into work today. It took him 2 days to set up his equipment before he can get a saw cut. And he's nice and chilling and relaxing and having a good time. And he's working and he got a good view of the Bean, and he messing up the money over there in Chicago. Messing up the money over there in Chicago. Man, let me tell you something, bro. These dudes be chilling. Lazy. And then they be like, oh my God, we got laid off. Are we going to get to them layoff videos later on today?
It's replacing pavers and making other repairs and accessibility upgrades to the...
Hey guys, look at the construction guy.
As it is replacing pavers and making other repairs.
Hey man, listen, you know what? We're going to spend 3 days putting together a strategy session, because you know what? The pavers is set over there and I don't want to throw out my back. So we got to make sure, man, I'm telling you, bro, these people be chilling. They know they getting paid. They ain't checking for it. Y'all going to pay for it as taxpayers anyway. And they don't care how much money the city loses in tourism.
Repairs and accessibility upgrades to the plaza.
This project was set to be complete by spring of this year.
It don't be nobody
that
working.
That is not the case. But
middle
exactly
of the day.
When it will be done is still uncertain.
That means the fences remain up. And the only way to get a picture of this shiny city icon is from a distance or through a gap in the covered chain link fencing that surrounds the site.
Did you get a good picture?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, of course.
We did.
You kind of disappointed that there's a fence around the thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
We traveled more than 6,000 kilometers.
Charles and Papine came all the way from Holland, not just to see the Bean, but to catch Blues Fest as well.
It's a bit disappointed, but not the worst thing in the world, right?
So, coming to a tourist near you, Chicago eventually is going to reopen the Bean for tourism. Now that the summer is out. And then last but not least, remember when we was talking about California forever? I think it was in Solana City or something like that, Solano County. It was basically a space where they're trying to build it a brand new city, and it's, you know, obviously going through all of the motions in order for them to even be able to get it on the ballot so that people can eventually vote to determine whether or not they want to build this new city over in California while everybody is leaving. But we'll get there shortly.
Beginning tonight with a step forward in that controversial plan to build a brand new city on farmland in Solano County. The County Registrar of Voters announced late today that supporters gathered enough valid signatures to qualify that issue to let voters decide in the November election.
Let me just say this. You know, I know she's an older woman and everything like that. And, you know, we often criticize our news anchors. Because that's what we do over here at the Millionaire Morning Show, and we love the ladies, right? If y'all know, and I understand if like you a new news anchor or you just got there or whatever, but if you're a seasoned news anchor and you know you have to be on camera every single day, meaning that you got to do full body shots because you be going to be talking back and forth, it seemed like you would take it more seriously as far as making sure that you are 100% in the best shape possible. It's almost like a basketball player, right? If if your job is entertainment, or if your job is to put the ball in a hoop and to be hooping every single day, like, wouldn't you be ideal? I don't know. That's just me. This intrusive thoughts coming into the live stream.
But as NBC Bay Area's Jordi Hernandez explains, the project known as California Forever still has nearly forever before becoming a reality.
The California Forever initiative may have passed a huge hurdle, but it's not heading to the ballot quite yet. The county register of voters will now send the results of its random sample to the county board of supervisors, which is expected to order an impact report before placing it on the ballot, where many say it faces an uphill battle.
I once read that sticking your hands in the ground is like shaking hands with your ancestors.
Hey, people just be saying anything, bro. Real talk. People literally just be saying anything. Yo, I once read that sticking your hands in the ground is like shaking hands with your ancestors. Man, shut up. Girl, if you don't go ahead and sell that farmland so that they can go ahead and build these cities and then run up the taxes so they can run more people out of California. People just be saying anything, man.
76-year-old Kathy Threlfall says her connection with her family's 243 acres is deep.
My great-grandmother and great-grandfather.
Her great-grandparents were once sharecroppers on the land, and it's felt like home all her life.
It's the story of my life. You turn off the highway and you relax. You have this feeling of letting go of lot of hustle and bustle.
That's why Threlfall has refused to sell her property to California Forever, the group of investors who hope to build a brand new city in Threlfall's rural Solano County neighborhood.
I'm pretty skeptical.
I think it's really easy to say no to anything, but the reality is that we've spent the last 20 years saying no to everything in Solano County and in California, and it's gotten us nowhere.
Being secret about what they were doing.
While the opposition is vocal, California Forever CEO Jan Schermack says he's confident his plan will succeed. He says prospective employers have signed letters of intent to build there and says they'll soon be unveiling plans addressing concerns about water and transportation.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't really think that we need another city that's built from the ground up. I just don't. I think that if you are a legislator, I don't think that we should be taking more farmland in order to build more cities. I think that we have so many different places and so many different cities, especially in California, that we need to repurpose, and so many different buildings and things like that, that we need to repurpose before we start to build more stuff. I'm not a fan of it. I don't agree with it. I'm not a Californian, so it doesn't really matter to me. But I don't know. I just think that us tearing more stuff down, maybe I am becoming more earthy. You know what? When I get out of here today, I'm going to go outside on this grass, and then I'm going to dig a hole, and I'm going to put my hands in the ground in order to reconnect with my ancestors. I'm going to go get me some Jesus sandals, get me some linen pants. It is the summertime. Get in touch with my chakras and start to hug some trees so that I can become one with the earth. Because I don't know, man. It just seems like we just doing too much instead of using a thing that we already got and fixing that. I don't know, man. It's just California is trash. There's so many different trash places that you can look at in California. It's like, why build more and take over more farmland when we need to fix what it is that we already got? I don't know. It's got to be another agenda behind this. But ladies and gentlemen, that is your Quick Hits.